I have thought we should carry a little mustard on them all, Robert Jordan said. In my left breast pocket, I carry our papers, in my right, the fascist papers. Thus, one does not make a mistake in an emergency. It must have been bad enough when the leader of the first patrol of cavalry had pointed toward the entry, because they were all talking very much. Too much, Robert Jordan thought.
But look, Roberto, Augustine said. They say the government moves further to the right each day. That in the Republic they no longer say comrade, but signor and signora. Canst shift thy pockets?
When it moves far enough to the right, I will carry them in my hip pocket, Robert Jordan said, and sew it in the center.
That they should stay in thy shirt, Augustine said. Are we to win this war and lose the revolution?
Nay, Robert Jordan said. But if we do not win this war, there will be no revolution, nor any republic, nor any thou, nor any me, nor anything, but the most grand carajo.
So say I, Anselmo said, that we should win the war.
And afterwards shoot the anarchists and the communists and all this canaille except the good republicans, Augustine said.
That we should win this war and shoot nobody, Anselmo said. That we should govern justly, and that all should participate in the benefits according as they have striven for them, and that those who have fought against us should be educated to see their error.
We will have to shoot many, Augustine said. Many, many, many.
He thumped his closed right fist against the palm of his left hand.
That we should shoot none, not even the leaders, that they should be reformed by work.
I know the work I'd put them at,
Augustine said, and he picked up some snow and put it in his mouth.
What, bad one? Robert Jordan asked.
Two trades of the utmost brilliance.
They are? Augustine put some more snow in his mouth and looked across the clearing where the cavalry had ridden. Then he spat the melted snow out.
Vaya, what a breakfast, he said. Where is the filthy gypsy?
What trades? Robert Jordan asked him. Speak, bad mouth.
Jumping from planes without parachutes, Augustine said, and his eyes shone. That for those we care for. And being nailed to the tops of fence posts to be pushed over backwards for the others.
That way of speaking is ignoble, Anselmo said. Thus we will never have a republic.
I would like to swim 10 leagues in a strong soup made from the cojones of all of them, Augustine said. And when I saw those four there, and thought that we might kill them, I was like a mare in the corral waiting for the stallion.
You know why we did not kill them, though, Robert Jordan said quietly.
Yes, Augustine said, yes. But the necessity was on me as it is on a mare in heat. You cannot know what it is if you have not felt it.
You sweated enough, Robert Jordan said. I thought it was fear.
Fear, yes, Augustine said. Fear and the other. And in this life there is no stronger thing than the other.
Yes, Robert Jordan thought. We do it coldly, but they do not, nor ever have. It is their extra sacrament. Their old one, that they had before the new religion came from the far end of the Mediterranean, the one they have never abandoned, but only suppressed and hidden to bring it out again in wars and inquisitions. They are the people of the auto de fe, the act of faith. Killing is something one must do, but ours are different from theirs. And you, he thought, you have never been corrupted by it? You never had it in the Sierra, nor at Usera, nor through all the time in Estremadura, nor at any time?
Que va, he told himself. At every train.
Stop making dubious literature about the Berbers and the old Iberians and admit that you have liked to kill as all who are soldiers by choice have enjoyed it at some time, whether they lie about it or not. Anselmo does not like it because he is a hunter, not a soldier. Don't idealize him either. Hunters kill animals and soldiers kill men. Don't lie to yourself, he thought, nor make up literature about it. You have been tainted with it for a long time now. And do not think against Anselmo either. He is a Christian, something very rare in Catholic countries. But with Augustine, I had thought it was fear, he thought. That natural fear before action. So it was the other, too. Of course, he may be bragging now. There was plenty of fear. I felt the fear under my hand. Well, it was time to stop talking. See if the gypsy brought food, he said to Anselmo. Do not let him come up. He is a fool. Bring it yourself.
and however much he brought, send back for more. I am hungry.